You're listening to SBS News.
Australian man Arslan Hidayat has not heard from his father-in-law since November 2018. The celebrated comedian often travelled to remote parts of China to perform, sometimes working in places with limited reception.
We were in contact with him at least every 24 hours. So when that started not happening, then we were worried, especially after the third day.
Adil Mijet is a famous comedian and a household name for many Uyghurs all over the world. In television appearances, he appears energetic and boisterous. That makes the silence from him even more difficult to bear.
We don't know where to start at the moment. We don't know his location. We don't know whether he's alive or dead. We don't know it. Like for us, I'm a person of justice. I grew up in a democratic society. If he did commit a crime, we would like to know what that crime was or is.
Uyghurs are a Turkic ethnic minority who primarily practice Islam. Human rights activists have warned Uyghurs are being forcefully detained in China in re-education camps. China denies this and says foreign media is misrepresenting what are simply vocational training centres. Mr. Hidayat and his wife first became concerned in November last year. It should have been one of the happiest months of their lives. His wife gave birth to their second daughter. His mother-in-law was with the couple in Istanbul at the time, but his father-in-law remained in Xinjiang. The couple sent many photos to Mr. Mijet, but soon the responses stopped.
This coming November 2019, when my daughter eventually will turn one year old, it'll be difficult to kind of celebrate her birthday because we'd be reminded the following day that her grandfather was taken.
Mr. Hidayat grew up in Sydney's West and worked as a music teacher. He moved to Istanbul in 2011 with his wife to make it easier for her to see her parents. Mr. Hidayat says his father-in-law thought his celebrity status would make him untouchable. Even at a time when there were reports Uyghurs were having their passports taken, Mr. Mijet was allowed to travel to Turkey in 2017.
And I said, look, why don't you stay with us? And then he said, look, I can't stay with you guys because I have to be there for my people. You know what's going on. At least try and let me help give them some sort of humour because everyone's miserable over there.
Mr. Hidayat has contacted the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, who confirmed they have raised the case with Chinese authorities. A DFAT caseworker wrote in an email they will continue to raise concerns about China's detention of Uyghurs. Jessica Washington, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.